For 21 years, Neglia Ballet students, Sergio Neglia and his wife Heidi Holt, have trekked up a clunky old elevator inside the Pierce Arrow building on Elmwood Avenue to their third floor dance studio. But now the ballet studio will move later this year to the Tri-Main building.
This building has been great for our needs in the beginning. We've just outgrown the space.
It's a beautiful memories here. I mean, I have memories of every single, I remember many students that they came out and they went through the dance world. And, you know, now they're professionals.
Holt tells WBFO News it's time for new space and to create a state-of-the-art dance studio.
The Tri-Main building, it's a sixth floor. It used to be rented by the Kittinger Furniture Company, so it's an open floor plan, which is great for us. But the part that we will be leasing out is about 7,500 square feet, and it's an open floor plan, so we can design it the way we need it, instead of fitting into a place that's already built.
The conservatory and summer programs experienced an increase in enrollment. The current space only offers two studios with limitations.
For the little ones, we really can only offer classes on Saturday mornings, and a lot of parents don't want to get up early Saturday morning to drag their three-year-old to ballet, so now we can have an extra studio so that we can offer those classes daily.
Neglia says he's extremely excited about the future move and expansion.
Our possibilities need to be larger now. We need more studios. Like, I have boys' class. Sometimes I have to put them so late, and sometimes it's like always in the between things.
But this move will need funding. $460,000 will initially be needed to develop the space at Tri-Main. Helping to kick off the effort is State Assemblyman Sean Ryan of Buffalo. He's already secured $125,000 in capital state funding to be used to build out the new dance space.
Being in a brand new location, sort of state-of-the-art studios, offices, furniture, it's going to be a setting that is a lot different than where we are now, and I think it'll be more on par with what we're producing. We make beautiful productions. We create beautiful dancers, and now we need a beautiful space in order to do that.
Don't forget, Eileen, that we come from nowhere. I mean, we just, every single production, I went to Toys R Us and buy stuff to make a production work. Nobody knew about that, but now they can. You know, those productions that they saw, so great, Shields and Swords, they're actually stuff that we made up, you know.
Sure.
So it's always going to be a struggle, but it's nice to know that at least our struggle, we always never complain and always work for it. So I think it's the well-deserved waiting time for us.
Neglia performs live ballets at Shea's Performing Arts Center. It also offers free shows to city school children and conducts the city dance program at some Buffalo public schools. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.